It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we mark 100 years of the display of the famous Boaz mastodon at the UW Geology Museum.
First, Wisconsin's gun deer season opened on Saturday, right in the midst of the first big snowstorm to hit the southern half of the state.
Weather aside, some experts expect 2015 to be another low year for the deer harvest. The Department of Natural Resources reports that last year had the lowest number of gun deer license sales since 1976. 2014 saw the smallest harvest in 31 years.
Patrick Durkin joins us now to talk about the predictions for this year's gun deer season in Wisconsin. He's a full-time freelance editor, writer, and outdoors newspaper columnist. He's also the president of the Wisconsin Outdoor Communicators Association. Pat, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Veronica.
Well, you were out for opening weekend. How was it?
I had a good hunt. I've been hunting my uncle's property in Richland County since about 1983. He's gone now, and my aunt's gone now, but my cousins still get there every year. So I got down there, and I shot the best buck I ever killed at that farm, so I was really happy.
Well, and there are reports of slow license sales this year. So based on what you've seen, do you expect them to pick up through the rest of gun deer season?
Yeah, it's one of those changes in the law they made a couple of years ago, I think, now, where in the old days, you could not buy your gun license once the season opened, but now you can buy it throughout the season. So you do see more trickling in now as the season goes on. And, the big question is always, if people wait to the opening day, though, to buy a license and then decide, well, it doesn't take much then to make them think, well, I guess not this year. It's very easy to turn it down. Whereas in the past, you had to make your decision before the season, so it probably forced your hand a little bit and made you sign up. So I'm guessing that accounts for some of it. But the bigger trend in hunting participation is, there has been a downward trend. It's been something that the DNR and most wildlife agencies nationwide have been noticing since like the late 80s. They were starting to predict it back then. And now the future is here, and we're seeing that, those predictions were pretty much on the mark.
Well, do you see a diminishing of interest in hunting in Wisconsin?
I can't myself see a diminished interest, except for one thing I've noticed, and it's not my imagination, because I remember going back to 1984, on opening day of our gun season in Richland County. I remember my uncle counting the shots on opening morning, and I think he had like well into the hundreds, number of shots. And these days, on opening day out there, it's really calm, and it's almost like a bull hunt. It's so few people hunting our area. It's still going on, and you see deer being hauled out, but it's not quite the circus we had, 30 years ago.
And what do you think would be contributing to that? Not the circus atmosphere, but things just kind of slowing down. What do you think might be causing that?
Well, the closest thing I've seen and heard about and seen the research on that sounds plausible is this overall, society itself has grown away from the land. We're not that rural based country we were even a generation or two ago. And, hunting has always been kind of a rural, more likely to be a rural background for people who are hunters, or people who are like still tied to other family members and friends who have a rural lifestyle. And we really have been going away from that a lot in the last 25 years or so. So that's probably the biggest contributor. And then, the other thing that's factoring in somewhat is CWD in some areas. It's hit the southwestern Wisconsin area. Initially, that drove a lot of people out. Like, I think it was about 40,000 drop the 1 year. But then it kind of came back for a few years and then started dropping down again. And the research on that from the University of Wisconsin pretty much said that we're past that hiccup now that we had from CWD. And the trend we're on now, we'd probably be pretty close to where we are right now anyway, even without CWD.
Do you think that even among rural areas, that this is something that varies by region in terms of the popularity of hunting?
I don't know for certain. I would assume it does. I remember, I don't know how it is now because I haven't lived in the Madison area for 40 some years now. But I remember opening day of gun season and the Friday before gun season. Trying to get on Highway 14 out of Madison was quite a mess. It was always backed up traffic in all directions, trying to head west on Madison. It might still be that way, but I know up north here where I'm right now, I'm up in Ashland County, and driving up here today from down in the Eau Claire area, I was really, once again, kind of surprised how few people you see out in the woods on the third day of the season. Yesterday, when I was driving across southwestern Wisconsin, I didn't really see many people out, sitting in a tree stand. You see a lot opening day, and then you seem like it just peters out real fast.
We're talking right now with Patrick Durkin, full-time freelance editor and writer, outdoors newspaper columnist, talking about the gun deer season and whether there might be a decrease in interest in gun deer season. And you mentioned chronic wasting disease. So what does that decreased interest in hunting mean for chronic wasting disease and the impact that it might be having? Do you think people care about that when they're going out there to shoot?
Yeah, it's really case by case. Some people have really come to a belief that CWD is not a problem. And I guess it's one of those things when, once you get your attitude set, it's very hard to move people off that position. And right now, what we know of CWD is it's increasing. It's in the areas where it's been found, its prevalence is increasing. It's increasing geographically where it's spreading out from the core area. And, I think in the long term in Wisconsin and in the Great Lakes states, it's going to have a devastating impact at some point. It won't be in my lifetime. I'm almost 60 now, but the way that disease is going and how few, we don't seem to have any real answer for it right now, and we're not spending any money on research into it, really. So I think it's going to kind of run where it's not go. And I think eventually everything we know right now is that that's not going to have a good happy ending for us.
And what does that mean for Wisconsin's deer population, do you think?
I think eventually it'll definitely bring down the herd in the areas where it's highest right now. In the areas up north, and where we don't have lots of great deer habitat right now, we have a lot of mature forest, which doesn't grow that many deer. I think we're going to have an eventual downturn where you can't deny it any longer, where the deer herd is going to be at a younger level, where they don't get into the older age classes anymore. And the overall numbers will start dropping because they just don't have the kind of, you won't have does living to be 7 and 8 years old and producing that many fawns each year, 2, 3 fawns every year.
What do you think could help people renew their interest in hunting, especially younger generations?
There's various things. I often think that the biggest thing they're going for us right now is renewed interest in the venison. There's the younger groups, I'd say, the generation X and the millennials, especially the millennials, are the group that has seen to kind of tap into this idea, the locavore movement, of getting food locally. And I think that has some real promise. Now, how many people want to be the ones who actually go out and kill a deer and butcher it and freeze the meat and then use the meat throughout the year? How many people want to do that? I don't know. But I definitely talk to a lot more young people these days who want to know about my way of doing things, because I've always been a person to butcher my own deer and cut it up, and we use venison for a lot of things in our house.
Now, going back to this year's hunt, one of the reasons some experts were saying that there could be another disappointing deer hunt was that there's not a lot of snow on the ground out there for tracking. Do you see that as something that's affecting it right now?
Well, snow, anytime I can get snow, I love it. And it's not so much because of the tracking, and we always say tracking, but the biggest advantage of snow for deer hunting is it lets you see the deer more easily. Their brown hide blends in so well with the forest background this time of year, and the woodland background this time of year. Even out in fields, when they move across the field, it's harder to see them in some of the tall grasses. But snow really makes them stand out real starkly against the background. And if you happen to shoot one, it doesn't drop on the spot, and it's easier to track them and find them real quickly that way. But it definitely helps you see. Now, I don't know anyone, though, that doesn't go hunting or stays home or whatever because of snow. I look at my track record over the years, and I can't really say that the bottom line is that I get more deer when it snows, but I definitely enjoy it more when there's snow on the ground.
Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That was Patrick Durkin, full-time freelance editor, writer, and outdoors newspaper columnist. He was with us to talk about gun deer season in Wisconsin, which just opened on Saturday.